Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Dr. Michael Hicks of Ball State University. He is the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research there. He's also the George and Francis Ball Distinguished Professor of Economics at Ball State. And we've been talking, Dr. Hicks, about tariffs over the past several weeks. In fact, tariffs have been the main talk of the ag industry now that we're less than 7 weeks away from Trump returning to the White House as president. Dr. Hicks, what is your take on Trump's trade policies and his proposals to increase tariffs on our major trading partners?
Donald Trump has long felt that tariffs would be beneficial to the domestic economy. He said that for 20, 30 years. And under Section 232 of the U.S. trade policy allows the President of the United States to unilaterally raise or lower tariffs, which are taxes. And that's something Congress has granted the President as a national security issue because it's a tax. Normally Congress would vote on it. And he has said that he would raise taxes or these tariffs, excuse me, it's the same thing, but 10% or 20% on all imports and then 60% on China. He came back around over the weekend and said he would do an immediate 20% on Mexico and Canada. And so Canada, Mexico, and China are our big trade partners. We sell a lot to them and buy a lot to them. And so it's hard to know exactly what he's going to do, but we know what he did when he was in office. Last time he raised tariffs on manufactured goods from China and overall a very small amount. And that pushed the Midwest into recession as a combination of the tariff increase on consumer prices and the reduction for demand for manufactured goods, combined with a pretty solid retaliatory tariff placed on agricultural products that are exported from Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and elsewhere.
Dr. Hicks, you've written an opinion piece suggesting that Trump should impose these tariffs, quote, quickly and in full. Not to put words into your mouth, but do you feel that that would be the proverbial ripping the Band-Aid off just to get them imposed and out there as soon as possible to get the pain out of the way right away?
Oh, absolutely. I think the fact is that there's no economist except his former NERA president or National Economic Council president who believes tariffs are really going to do anything to the trade deficit. We know that the last big round of U.S. tariffs were a major contributor to the Great Depression. Voters chose this tariff. And so I think it's time for us to re-experience as soon as possible the effect of these tariffs on the domestic economy. So just so people know, a 10% tariff on all imports is going to raise the average family's cost about $1,000 per family over the next year. 20% would be about $20,000. That doesn't count the 60% on China, which would raise it another, $300. So we're talking about just in his campaign about a $2,300 per person per family tax increase from tariffs. That's before the retaliation. Retaliation is going to hit corn, soybeans, pork that are exported from the United States, either in commodity form or processed form to China, Mexico, and Canada. Indiana exports about $2.6 billion worth of beans, $1.3 billion worth of corn, almost $500 million worth of pork each year. In Michigan, it's just a little bit lower, just under $1 billion of beans, under $500 million worth of corn, and about $200 million worth of pork. And so those are going to be subject to tariffs that are going to cause other countries to look for those products elsewhere. And so it's best that we experience these early. It'll take 6 to 18 months for the full effect to be felt. And so I think the earlier we understand the effect of this, the better able we'll be to judge President Trump's trade policies and economic policies before the next election.
Well, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb and other ag leaders have been traveling all around the world, not just this year, but for the past 8 years while Holcomb's been in office, to attract foreign business investments and partnerships, also to entice trade and increase the value of the products that are grown, raised, and produced in Indiana. Dr. Hicks, do you think that President Trump's tariffs would undo and undermine the work that Governor Holcomb and other ag leaders have done to build those partnerships around the world?
Oh, absolutely. It did in 2019. We lost factory job employment in Indiana peaked in 2018. It's now lower than it was in 2017 at the beginning of the Trump administration. And that's a consequence almost exclusively of tariffs and the retaliation. In 2019, the 2018 tariffs took about 6 months to start peeling back factory jobs. The effect on agriculture was immediate. Congress was able to bail out farms. We have fair trade with these countries. The United States subsidizes agriculture. Agriculture in Indiana pays a net negative tax due to the magnitude of subsidies. And I know most farmers aren't getting those, but as an industry, America is supporting ag exports. And so that's exactly what's going to be targeted by countries who are retaliating in trade. They're going to do things that hurt our economy, that minimize damage to their economy. So beans, corn, pork are going to be targeted. And in terms of factory, manufacturing pays the lowest tax in Indiana other than agriculture. So we're subsidizing manufacturing heavily. So the idea that there's some unfair effect occurring elsewhere is just fallacious. It's a largely free trade world. And if we impose these taxes on ourselves, well, I think that's very clear we're going to dramatically slow the domestic economy, maybe reverse it within a year to 18 months, as we did in 2019. So just to make it clear, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, we're all in recession by the fall, by this time of 2019. And we weren't feeling it yet in our pocketbooks, but we'd seen factory layoffs and big hits to profitability in farms. Had COVID not come along, we would have been in recession by the summer of 2020 because of the tariffs. And so we're, unfortunately, trade wars are very hard to win, and they're almost impossible to win if you're a rich country that exports commodities like the United States.
Chatting with Dr. Michael Hicks here on Hoosier Ag Today. He's the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at Ball State University. He's also the George and Francis Ball Distinguished Professor of Economics at Ball State. President Trump last week said he was thinking of ignoring the USMCA free trade agreement altogether and is thinking of imposing 25% tariffs on both Canada and Mexico if they don't clamp down on fentanyl and illegal immigrants coming into the U.S. Dr. Hicks, what are your thoughts on Trump using those tariffs in this way in order to force the hands of other countries to get them to do what you want them to do, or punish them if they don't do what you want them to do?
Well, there's been no example of tariffs doing that because the pain of tariffs will mostly be felt by Americans. And just, to put it in context, the reason countries have had navies for 4,000 years is to ensure free trade across their borders and to protect other countries from barricading their ports of entry. And so a tariff does to the United States what our enemies would like to do to us if they had control of the seas, which are block imports into and exports out of our ports. And so the drugs that are imported to the United States aren't tariff now. They're illegally run here from lots of places. There's no way you can impose a tariff that would slow that. What really affects drug use in the United States is domestic demand, not foreign supply. And so if we impose these tariffs, we'll just find ourselves with a lot more unemployed Americans, a lot higher cost per person in terms of purchasing automobiles or plant or equipment. I think one of the biggest impacts is going to be new home construction imports. We import a substantial share of the wood that we use for building homes from Canada. And so this would lead to much higher prices on housing. It's going to be much higher prices on consumer durables, automobiles, RVs, those sorts of things, exactly what we saw in 2019, but on steroids, because at the time we didn't impose big tariffs on Mexico and Canada, which are big trading partners where we sell a lot of goods and buy a lot of goods.
Dr. Hicks, you say that so many farmers and rural Americans are most likely to be hit the hardest by President Trump's tariffs. I'm curious, in your opinion, why did so many rural Americans, according to the U.S. county by county map for 2024, why did so many vote for Trump to return him to office?
I just think we have short memories. The free trade push post-World War II, which was supported across the United States, was made with an understanding, a very clear understanding of the benefits it did to us, because Americans at the time had lived through the Great Depression, and they were well aware, they learned in high school and college, that the Smoot-Hawley tariffs were extraordinarily damaging to the global economy, and they didn't wish to do that again. So as memories of the Great Depression fade, the last people born with memory of the Great Depression are now in their 80s, we believe factual untruths about tariffs. And so we've only had one real experience of tariffs that were done for economic reasons, two periods really in the last 50 years, a very short-lived tariff on steel in the Bush administration, which he ended, and then Donald Trump's tariffs in 2018, which President Biden continued. The political environment around China makes it very popular to place tariffs on those on China, so it's difficult to remove them without being demagogued for it. So I think we're about to anybody who studied history, anybody who studied economics knows the effect of tariffs. They're almost uniformly bad on the countries that impose them. And I don't think most Americans understand that. And so we're oblivious to the potential effect on their household. And again, the people who are estimating the $200 to $2,300 per family tax increase, that's the Conservative Tax Foundation numbers. Those aren't mine. I think they're actually low because they miss the extraordinarily higher costs that are going to come from a likely downturn as a consequence of it. So I favor an early imposition of these. The president can do these without appealing to Congress, that they've given him unilateral authority to do that. The earlier we do that, the earlier we experience that, the clearer the effects will be before the next election cycle.
Dr. Hicks, if what you say comes to fruition next year and the U.S. economy is driven into a recession because of Trump's trade policies, what advice should farmers and ag leaders take now ahead of any possible tariffs impacting them negatively, impacting them negatively over the next 6 to 18 months?
Right. Well, what I'm going to do, what my family's going to do, if we need consumer durables next year and consumer electronics, a new microwave or a new car, you know, I'd rush out and buy that before tariffs affect the prices of it. If you need home construction or repair this summer, I would ask somebody to start doing that, buy those materials before January 20th. So I've got to fix a pergola in my backyard, so I'm going to go home over Christmas. I'm buying the 2x4s before there's a tariff put on softwoods from Canada, raises the prices by 20%, 25%, and then start saving money because everything's going to be more expensive by next year. So any manufactured good that relies on imports, be very cautious about that. I also expect as the tariffs start hitting the ag community is going to go to Congress and want there to be more money spent to bail them out for this. U.S. doesn't have, we're running a pretty big deficit, so it's going to be a much harder sell this time. And I would anticipate that's something that you would see a filibuster on, because it's, there's a lot of incentive for those who oppose tariffs for Americans to feel the full brunt of them as early as possible. And that's why, instead of living with this risk and this threat over our trade economy, it's better to go ahead and experience and face it right away so we can make judgments about political considerations based on that. I think the one big thing that a lot of Americans just don't understand is that we're not really losing factory jobs to trade. Our factory employment peaked in 1979. Manufacturing production peaked in 2023. And so what's happening to us is that we're getting really good at it. We can make more stuff with fewer people. We automate, we digitize, we have better quality control processes. We're a manufacturing powerhouse. We're just doing it with fewer people. If you impose tariffs, that just means that what we're asking Americans to do is to make things that are too cheap to support a workforce on. You can do it in China. You can't do it in the United States. And so when we do that, all we're doing is raising the costs on ourselves without resulting in any additional manufacturing employment. We're not making ourselves better off. We're making ourselves worse off. And that simple fact is what is not understood well enough to drive the policy debate on tariffs around the country. And I think we need to get there by experiencing the pain.
Once again, Dr. Michael Hicks, director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at Ball State University. He's also the George and Francis Ball Distinguished Professor of Economics. And Dr. Hicks, thank you so much for sharing your time and joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Happy to chat. Thank you very much.